little snippet there.
Yeah.
Boy, very, very rhythmic, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, and a very difficult piece to play because, it's, of course, it's all written for two pianos.
Mm-hmm.
All the notes are exactly right. All the things, we used pennies, screws, bottles, all kinds of devices, which John Cage had indicated in his partition, you know, and it's
I got to see you in action one day. I you know, if I ever go to Florida, I want to watch you just create and see.
I'm going to come on tour, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some concert. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, you better come back here.
Of course.
Now, yeah. This next thing we're going to do, we're going to play this next piece here, and we're only giving a snippet because this is a world premiere.
We're gonna give the second half of a piece called a song I wrote called Change of Space,
mm-hmm.
and I wrote it with a very good lyricist from England, Dawn Aidey.
Okay,
and it's sang by Alex Lidgetwood, who used to be with Santana. On bass, there's Bunny Brunel. On drums, MIDI drums, there's Chad Wackerman's brother, right. John Wackerman. Mm-hmm. And of course, I play all the keyboards and so on. It has a particularity is that also it has five background vocalists, and they were all the vocalists that had been part of the Moody Blues at the time. So I re-engaged them to do these vocals with Alex.
Wow. Wow.
And background vocals as well. But so I'm going to play only like half because I'd like the people to discover, of course, the first 4 minutes. It's a long piece. It's 8 minutes. So we're going to play 3-4 minutes of it.
Yeah, we're about 4 minutes in here on this track. So we're going to.
Even know where it goes, but we'll see.
Let's check it out here. And once again, friends, you're hearing this first here on the Gagli Archives. And once again, you're listening to the Gagli Archives here on The Pulse, Z88.9 FM, also 95.1, high atop the Burlington Bristol Bridge in Burlington, New Jersey, and 100.7 in Mount Holly as well. Once again, fog lines are open at 609-894-8900. This is Patrick Mraz, and you're hearing it first here on the Gagli Archives.
Space, find the common ground. Goal is inside. Sails are set. The tide
started.
There you go, a little sneak peek there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a treat, boy.
I'd like to give you another sneak peek later, you know, I mean, if we may.
Sure.
You know, it's actually the cut which comes after that and the one after, because I play just a solo, you know, it's just an instrumental solo. You can even play it now if you want.
Which, you know,
it's called Sonic Prince. It would be number 4.
Number 4.
It's very, very heavy, kind of, it's just me and a drummer, yeah. You know, very simple, but my solo, it's kind of something that people don't think I'm doing anymore, or, you know, any less, hopefully. It goes, boom, ta, boom, ba, and then you'll see the solo is very kind of, it's crazy, you know.
Well, check this out here, yeah.
Very progressive. Now,
and it's this one's only a couple
the
minutes.
The whole solo, yeah.
Are we only going to do a little segment of this two-minute track?
It's 2 minutes. The solo is about two minutes, 2.5 minutes.
Let's check it out, and you're hearing it here first on the Gagli Archives. A little sneak peek there, and yeah. I'm sorry, you were saying it's heavy.
Yeah, it's in three movements. So we've heard the second movement.
Right.
The first movement of that is melodic with the theme, and the end is a repeat of the chords, but I've altered, and I'm doing another much more melodic solo following the chords. You know, mm-hmm. on that. So it's all instrumental, and I called it. I want to call it Sonic Prince. It's never been heard, never been released. It's going to be released soon, yeah. As part of an album, which I'm going to... Shall I say the title right now? It's going to be called... Yeah. The title of the album is Opus Pocus.
Wow.
Not Ocus Pocus, but Opus. Opus E, O-P-U-S, Opus yeah. Pocus, mm-hmm. which actually doesn't mean anything, well, but the record company loves it, and you know, it's a collection of some very, very progressive material, some very good, I think, very good songs.
Yeah.
There is a song called The Power of Emotion. Mm-hmm. There is another one called Another Day in June. There is another one called Peace in Africa. Another one called Spaces, another one called Anaconda, and so on. You know, so it's some of the greatest musicians. There's also on one of the casts, there's Kazumi Watanabe.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Acuna, right, Alex Acuna, Bunny Brunel, John Wackerman, and Tova.
Acuna's amazing.
And so we have some very, very good. And Don Ady and Alex Litchwood on vocals as well, you know. So it's going to be very, very interesting.
My cat will be happy to know his name is Opus. So I'm sure my cat
really?
Will be thrilled. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, his name is Opus. Yeah. So he'll be thrilled to know that because he's listening. Actually, I have the stereo on at home. He's listening, so it makes him feel better.
Cool.
It makes him think I'm around. So we got to say hi to him. Jack Webster, who is from Pemberton. He's our he's one of our online engineers. He wanted to give a special hello to you. And thanks for being on the show tonight as well.
Very good. Hello.
But also, I got some other people that when they heard shot us, wanted to say hello. Rich and Ryan and Tom's River. Rich has been a longtime listener. His son is autistic and he listens to every show and is a big fan of your solo material. Also, Derek and Tom's River, Mike in Long Beach Island, also Phil down in Franklinville as well. Very excited to hear about the fact that you came in tonight. Now, I know we have a little bit more time. I know I wanted to play a cut here, but real fast, what kind of gear are you using at home? I mean, I know you were telling me about the computer system and et cetera, but...
Well, I'm using... when I want to sequence nowadays, I used to use Vision, but I'm using a Logic. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, Apple computers, because that's the name of the game here. But I'm using some instruments that I've always had. I still have an O1W. Wow. I still have a Hammond. I still have some electric pianos.
Mellotron.
Kurzweil.
Mellotron.
I've used Mellotrons extensively in the Future Memories.
Right, right.
But you know. Unfortunately, I didn't have the space.
Yeah,
They're
huge. They're
to keep them.
It's like a car.
And I'm using, you know, the Kurzweil 2500, 2600, a Triton, mm-hmm. and so on. And I have a little harpsichord that Mr. Kagahashi from Roland gave me, a MIDI harpsichord, would you believe?
Wow.
Which is beautiful because it has also all the Werkmeister's tuning and all the different. Tunings that one would expect from a real harpsichord, but it's MIDI, it's electronic, but it really, really sounds good.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, I've got a Moog Voyager. I've got my old Moogs, mm-hmm. which I'm still using. And,
is there one that you that always is close to your heart of all the different gear you're using?
Every one of, I've got a VL1 as well from Yamaha, which is fantastic that they actually gave me at the time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I used it extensively. In some of my current and past recordings, but some of the stuff which has never been heard. I don't know if we had the time.
Yeah,
to,
we got time.
To listen, I mean, a thing that I've just done quite some time ago, and I don't know what it is.
Well, let's take a quick break. I gotta identify ourselves. We'll be right back, right on the other side.